Good morning, Exoticfit. This is Brock speaking. How can I help?
Oh, hi, Brock. It's Sylvia Steer speaking. How are you?
Oh, hey, Sylvia. How you going? How's Poppy going on?
Did you get on with the Yeah, she's not being a cooperative guinea pig. Lots of attitude.
Yep.
Yes, I was just phoning because, so her poos are still very small, but they're not, you know, it's not diarrhea or soft.
Yep.
So they look like little guinea pig poos, okay, but not big enough because she's not eating enough.
Sure.
But she doesn't want to eat her pellets, or she's not eating them, and then she just nibbles at hay.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot.
You mean critical care feeding her?
Yeah, so we're giving her critical care. We weighed her this morning. She was 871 grams. Which she was initially like 900.
Yeah, she lost a little.
Yeah, and 45. So she's lost about 70.
Yeah.
Over the last few days. Well, since Monday. But she is squeaking for vegetables.
Okay, good.
So, because Vanessa had said not to give her vegetables. We haven't, but like yesterday I gave her like a lettuce leaf and she gobbled that down.
Great.
So this morning we've chopped up some veggies, but we like just scattering it around her cage so that she does move around, because that's the other thing. She's not moving around unless we sort of prod her or, you know, pick her up to feed her. So, and she doesn't seem to be in pain. But we're still giving her the meloxicam and the tramadol and the sisapride, I think it's called.
Good.
And then, yeah, so then we're going to start cutting it back. I think it was from tomorrow. Yeah. So I'm not sure whether we feed her veggies because we're worried that it might cause diarrhea again if she's not eating enough. Okay.
Let me just ask Ness quickly what she thinks of that, if that's all right. But do you think she's gotten better since we put the implant in? I know it's probably not working just yet, but... She's better?
I'll ask. Do you think she's better since she had the implant? Yeah, I think so. And she's, like, trying to run away when we're giving her critical care, whereas before she would just sit there. You know, like, and she's not a running around pig, you know, she...
All right, well, let me just put me on hold for a sec, Sylvia, and I'll just come back.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling The Exotic Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We appreciate your patience as your call is important to us. Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet.
Awesome. Thanks for waiting patiently. Sylvia, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Awesome. You know, happy-ish with the update. We're glad that she's doing okay still. And, yeah, hopefully over the next week she'll still get better. But, yeah, Vanessa said definitely keep up with the blocks cam. We'll actually continue the Sisser Pride this week.
Okay.
The Tramadol. Is she still on the Tramadol?
Yes.
Cool. Keep up with that. And, yeah, she can have whatever veggies she wants, whatever she wants to eat.
All right. So continue for Maxley. What's it? Meloxicam?
Meloxicam, Tramadol, Sisser Pride.
And surprise, just continue with it, okay?
Yeah, and then she can have veg again. And, yeah, we might try and see her next week just to catch up about how she's getting on.
Yes. Yeah, we meant to come in on Tuesday.
Cool.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, cool.
All right. Thank you.
Sorry. Yep.
Dr. Bob, what about, like, drinking? I saw this morning she went to the water bottle to drink, but she didn't.
Yeah.
So now what I've done is I've marked the bottle, so I'm going to keep an eye and see if she is drinking water. If not, it's okay if we just syringe a bit of water into her mouth.
Yeah, I think
is
just
that
a
okay?
really small amount. I think that should be fine.
Yeah, we'll do like 1 mil or whatever, when we're giving her critical care.
Yeah, there's definitely lots of water in that critical care too, so, you know.
Yeah, that's what my daughter said. Okay.
Yeah. So don't worry too much, but, yeah, I'm sure she's obviously got a lot going on, so.
If she's having veggies... Yeah, okay. If she's eating her veggies, she's also getting a bit of water or fluid. Yeah,
sure.
Okay.
They're not sweating like us all the time, or, you know, so I don't know if they really need to. I think it's good to keep an eye on it for sure.
That's true. That's true.
Cool.
All right.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks, Sylvan. Keep us up
Thank
to date.
Thank you.
End of week.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.